Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and fellow music lover, James Lampkin. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. This is a very special event episode celebrating our 100th episode of the show. Over the course of the last 100 episodes, we've had thousands of streams, over 1,500 questions, and a lot of lovely feedback from all over the world. I greatly appreciate all of you who tune in to play the game. Yes, that is you listening right now. We can't just do any usual episode on an occasion like this, so we are back with another mega quiz special of Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. For this mega quiz episode, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 5 rounds and 25 questions or clues. Our 5 rounds today will be annual hits, noughties slow jams, cover songs, obvious answers, and who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 30. Feel free to pause throughout this game if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and share your scores with other players. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, for the 100th time, let me tell you to get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're examining only the biggest of the hits. Each year, only one song gets the glory of being the top song of the year. In this round, you're going to receive 5 clues about the end of year number 1 song, either in the USA or the UK. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which Pharrell Williams song from the Despicable Me 2 soundtrack was the biggest hit of 2014 in the UK? Question 2. Which auto-tuned comeback hit by Cher was the number one song of 1998 in the UK? Question 3. Which super sweet song by the Archies was the number one song of 1969 in the USA? Question 4. Which song by the Bangles, which refers to an ancient civilization, was the biggest hit of 1987 in the USA? Question 5. Which unruly song by Teddy Swims was the biggest hit of 2024 in the USA? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Naughty's Slow Jams. You're about to hear some of the biggest hits of the 2000s, but I've dialed the tempo right down. For each snippet you hear, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. Let's take a listen to those slowed down hits. Question 6. Question 7. Question 8. Question 9. Question 10. That's it for round two.
Round three.
Round three is cover songs. Some songs are just so good that they become hits for multiple generations. In this round, you're going to receive clues about songs that were hits more than once. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly identify from our clue. Question 11. This party song was originally recorded by the Top Notes in 1961, before it became a hit for the Isley Brothers in 1962, and most notably by the Beatles in 1964. Question 12. A sports stadium anthem. This song was first a hit for Queen in 1977, before the British boy band 5 took it to number 1 in the year 2000. Question 13. This sultry track with a bit of French language was originally a hit for Patti LaBelle's group La Belle in 1974, before a supergroup of female pop stars brought it back to the charts in 2001. Question 14. This reassuring song was a hit for the Jackson 5 in 1970, before it re-emerged as a hit for Mariah Carey and Trey Lorenz in 1992. Question 15. Originally a hit for Tina Turner in 1984, this cynical song was reimagined as a hip-hop hit by Warren G and Idina Howard in 1996. That's a wrap on round three.
Round four.
Round 4 is obvious answers. You're about to receive 5 questions about popular songs and artists where the answer is actually very obvious. The trick is to not overthink it. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 16. What word appears in the title of both the Spice Girls' first and second albums? Question 17. According to a song title, Dr. Dre was concerned that people would forget about who? Question 18. Spanish girl group Las Ketchup got a hit with what song in 2002? Question 19. According to a 1999 hit song by S Club 7, there ain't no party like what kind of party? Question 20. 2010's pop star Jason Derulo famously is known for singing what phrase at the start of his songs? That's it for round 4. Get ready for the final round.
Round 5.
The final round today is a classic Who Am I? We're going to give you 5 clues about a famous music star, each revealing more information about their identity. The sooner you can get the correct answer, the more points you get. You can get 5 points for correctly guessing it on just one clue, down to just 1 point if you happen to get it on the last clue. Let me tell you a bit about this music star. Clue number 1. I was born on the 16th of May, 1966, in Indiana, USA. Clue 2. I was the youngest child in a very large family and was exposed to performing from a young age as an actress and dancer. By the late 70s, I had recurring roles on popular TV shows like Good Times and Different Strokes. Clue 3. Taking a move into singing, my debut album was released in 1982 to little success. It wasn't until 1986 and my third album that everything changed, and I met my longtime collaborators Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Clue 4. By the late 80s, I was a megastar, rivaling my own brother. I was known for my music videos with intense choreography and a record-breaking streak of number one hits and top 5 singles. Clue 5. My success continued through the 90s and into the early 2000s, and my biggest hits include That's the Way Love Goes, Together Again, and All for You. That's all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. The answers are all ready to go. First up, it's annual hits. Question 1. Happy by Pharrell Williams. Question 2. Believe by Cher. Question 3. Sugar Sugar by The Archies. Question 4. Walk Like an Egyptian by The Bangles. Question 5, Lose Control by Teddy Swims. Continuing on to round 2, Naughty's Slow Jams. You were trying to identify hit songs from the 2000s that had been slowed down. Remember, you can nab 1 point for a correct song title and 1 point for a correct artist that performed it. Here they are. Question 6, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. Question 7, Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Question 8, Vertigo by U2. Question 9, Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes. Question 10, Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Round 3 was cover songs. You got clues about songs that were hits more than once, and these are the ones that we were looking for. Question 11, Twist and Shout by Top Notes or The Beatles. Question 12, We Will Rock You by Queen and 5. Question 13, Lady Marmalade by LaBelle or Christina Aguilera, Maya, Lil' Kim and Pink. Question 14, I'll Be There by The Jackson 5 or Mariah Carey. Question 15, What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner and Warren G. Round 4 was Obvious Answers, where the question told you all you really needed to know. Question 16. Spice is the word that can be found in the title of their debut album, Spice, and their second album, Spice World. Question 17. Dr. Dre was concerned people would forget about Dre. Question 18. The Ketchup Song by Lus Ketchup. Question 19, S Club 7 said there ain't no party like an S Club party. Question 20, Jason Derulo sings Jason Derulo at the start of Jason Derulo songs. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Janet Jackson. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this special mega quiz episode was 30. Thank you again to all of our wonderful listeners, that is you, that have helped us reach this milestone of 100 episodes. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're tuning in on Spotify, you can leave a comment or you can vote in the episode poll. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.